A reading from Hebrews. It was not to angels that God subjected the world to come of which we are speaking. Instead, someone has testified somewhere. What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, subjecting all things under his feet. In subjecting all things to him, he left nothing not subject to him. Yet at present, we do not see all things subject to him, but we do see Jesus crowned with glory and honor. Because he suffered death, he who was for a while made lower than the angels, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. He who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. When we look at the world around us, we are stunned by the beauty of creation, the glory of the sun setting behind the water, the breadth and brilliance of flora and fauna, the sparkle and sizzle of the mineral world. And yet, since ancient times, there has been an intuition that without humanity, the marvel of creation is somehow incomplete. It is beautiful and wonderful, yes, but it poses a sort of question mark. Who will help it to reach its fullest potential? Who will help it to become all that it could be? In the earliest chapters of Genesis, our ancestors heard a command to have dominion over the earth. Now, let's just say up front that many damaging things have been done in our interpretation of that command. Environmental catastrophes and abuses that surely bring tears to the divine eye. But in its Latin roots, the word dominion shares the same common core as domus, translated as a house or a home. Human beings are meant to work with God to make of the earth a home, to play a role in helping all creatures of the earth work in harmony with one another and realize their full potential, to be the image of God on earth, so that algae floating on top of a pond could become healing penicillin, that the wild teosinte could become edible corn, that the scent of a rose could finally be noticed, celebrated, enjoyed. Even as we are tiniest grains of sand, our ancestors in faith realized that we have simultaneously been given a grand role by the divine, a work not entrusted to any other creature in quite the same way. We are little less than the gods, all things entrusted to our care, all things under the influence of our hands. To be human on planet Earth is a frightening, awe-invoking vocation. And the responsorial psalm today, taken from the ageless Psalm 8, celebrates that mystery of our greatness and our smallness. We stand in amazement to have been entrusted with so much. But as we stand in this mystery, another question arises. Who will help humanity to achieve its fullest potential? Who will help us become all that we are called to be? Who will help us realize our call to live in the image of God? In our first reading from Hebrews today, the writer echoes a message that will be heard again later in the writings of St. Anselm, that just as creation would be brought to its fullness by one of the earth, yet set apart from the earth, for us it would have to be one like us and yet set apart from us at the same time. The one who would show us what it means to be fully human, fully divine, is the person of Jesus Christ. The author of Hebrews celebrates that ultimately the ancient praise of Psalm 8 so long ago is fully realized in Christ, that God has placed all things in Christ's hands to help all things come to their fruition, to help us become all that we can be. We are subject to and trusted to Christ that we might share in the fullness of divine life. Or in the words of Paul from Colossians, all belongs to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. This is a very big idea, not one that we can easily grasp, one that we may need to sit with for a while. And yet, even as we ponder and wonder, let us not be silent in our awe. With the author of Hebrews, let us lift Christ's name among our brethren, and in the midst of the assembly, raise our voices in praise.